Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. The Titans and the rest of the NFL must have their roster set at 53 in about 57 minutes when that deadline will hit. We're seeing cuts across the league. Terry McCormick has been on top of it for the Tennessee Titans, and we say hello to him now. Terry, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. To me, I'm just going to hit a few, and then we'll add more as we go. The James Prochet release is probably the most surprising one that I have seen to this point when it comes to the Titans. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think so. But he's in a situation where he's a veteran, so I don't think he has to go through waivers. So he can free to sign with any team. I think the Titans would like to put him back on the practice squad, elevate him for at least the first week, and then maybe sign him back to the active roster. That's what they did with James Lynch last year, because once week one is passed, guys don't – their salaries – veteran guys, their salaries are not guaranteed for the year. So you're being paid week to week rather than the full guaranteed salary, even if you're cut. So I think that's probably what they're gambling on here. They just have to hope that Prochet doesn't go somewhere else and find a job in the next 24 hours.
So if they let's just play the what-if game. If they don't bring him back, if they're unable to bring him back, who's the return guy for this team right now?
Well, it would probably be Chimre Dike, and who knows if he's ready, or they would hit the waiver wire and look for somebody to take over that role. I know I read that the Broncos had released their return man, so that might be an option right there. Go right at the week one opponent and pluck their returner and bring him to your side.
The one thing that I'm curious, or one of the things I'm curious about, is Tajay Spears will be on IR to start the season, the first four games. We know Julius Chestnut and Khalil Mullins are behind Tony Pollard on the depth chart. I do feel like, though, that they might look at the waiver wire to see what's out there. Are there some guys that maybe stand out to you that the Titans could be interested in?
Yeah, there are a couple. I mean, you know, they're always – running backs, it's an easy place to find help on the waiver wire. And I think if you're looking for a guy who can catch passes out of the backfield, which was, you know, what Tajay Spears' big role was going to be, as well as being the caddy for Tony Pollard, I think then that really, you know, is an area where you can find somebody who can do that, even if it's only short term until Spears gets back, because I found out yesterday that that was their plan, was to put Spears on IR. So, you know, you immediately think of Chestnut and Mullins, but neither one of those guys fit the same mold as Spears. So it wouldn't shock me at all to see them go shop on the waiver wire to try to find somebody to fill in.
Terry McCormick is on the Chase and Big Joe show. Terry, whatever happened to Paul Williams, that receiver from Fresno State that was on the practice squad for 15 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that guy?
I do remember that guy. I think he had one career reception.
Right. They loved him. Fitch was like, oh, that guy's a great guy. They kept him around. When I hear cut days and 53 in practice squad, Paul Williams always comes to mind because he always had good camps, but he never made the team, which leads me into like the Restrepo love that everybody had. It's like, oh, where are they going? But this guy, I don't remember the last time Paul Xavier Restrepo, a player, caused this much consternation to a fan base. He was never going to make the team.
No, I don't think so either. Now, he might get back on the practice squad. You know, that wouldn't be a surprise, but I think part of the reason that people were infatuated with him was because he was Cam Ward's primary target at Miami. And he did have over 1,000 yards receiving for the Hurricanes. But when he ran that 4.8 in the 40
right
slow day, you know, that pretty much lets you know that all bets were off concerning him making a 53-man roster, especially at his size, at about 5'9 and about 180 pounds. By the way, I think Paul Williams, you know, he was a pretty good songwriter back
in the day,
too.
He was. He was great in Smokey and the Bandit. He was really good doing that. Terry McCormick is on with us today. So with all the cuts, anything that just, like, hit you like, oh, wow, because I think you've predicted most of this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think one thing that jumps out to me is this. You know, we all talked about how bad John Robinson's last few draft classes were from 2020, 21, and 22. But the 2023 class is starting to circle the drain as well, my friends. Jalen Duncan, Josh Wiley cut today. Colton Dowell cut near the start of training camp. Will Levis on season-ending IR. Who knows if he'll ever play for the Titans again? He's a candidate to be traded next year once he gets healthy. And now Tajay Spears on the short-term IR. Peter Skoronski, the lone man standing on the active roster from a draft class of 2 years ago, guys.
Right.
2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, a topic we had earlier that Chase and I did, Terry, was how did this team get so bad so quickly? I mean, sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years, and by the fourth year it's like, oh, we saw this coming. But this team got really, really bad very fast.
Yeah, and it's because you keep missing on draft picks. You know, you keep striking out at, you know, on your draft picks. I mean, they've got three guys, you know, I think I have to credit Mike Herndon to this, because when I tweeted out that, you know, so much of the 2023 class was gone, three guys from between 2020 and 2023 that are going to be on their opening day roster. Those three are Peter Skoronski, Chig Okonkwo, and Roger McCreary. Now, those are all nice, solid players, but there's not a star among them, not one. You know, instead of having three guys from a four-year span, you need 15 or 20 guys that are contributing, and you need two or three of those guys to be stars. That's exactly how it fell apart.
Terry McCormick is with us. Do you feel like they're going to look at a quarterback on the waiver wire with so many out there, or do you think Brandon Allen is the backup and Simeon to the practice squad is the way they're going to go?
That's probably the way they're going to go. Now, if it were me, I would take a flyer either on Kyle Trask, if he's healthy. I think he may have been waived injured by the Bucks. Or I might take a flyer on McCord, the kid from Syracuse was let go by the Eagles. I do know that there were people in the building that liked him as an alternative pick if they had traded out of number one. They liked him as an alternative pick if they had dealt away the top pick and not taken Cam Ward and chosen a quarterback later on to develop.
What about corner? Because I think there's a lot of question marks here, you know, that they might look at some depth. I feel like Gabe Judy-Lally is on the team right now. But, you know, with L'Jarius Sneed and kind of some unknown there, if he's going to be ready for the start of the season, is that a position that you could see them maybe tweaking as we go along before week one?
Absolutely. I think they got to be on the pulse of everything when it comes to corners, when it comes to edge rushers, when it comes to running backs, and maybe even receivers. I think there are so many places on this roster that could use a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of upgrade. You know, just because somebody gets cut at another place doesn't mean he can't come in and help your football team, especially when you're coming off a season where you went 3-14 and finished tied for the worst record in the league. So, you know, it's going to be a situation where it wouldn't shock me if they claim 4 to 5 guys off waivers to upgrade this roster in certain areas.
Terry McCormick is with us. Terry, you've been out to every practice. You know what's going on out there. We had Tim Hasselbeck on earlier talk about Cam Ward not getting to see him play into the second half. And Tim talked about the volume of snaps. It's concerning going into game one. On your percentage, 0 to 100%, 100 being best, where is Cam Ward right now? I feel he's around 60%, which I don't think is good enough, Terry, when you're heading into your first professional start.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there in the ballpark, Joe. I think, you know, Cam has looked pretty good at times, but he's a rookie, and rookies need reps. And he's going to see things against the Denver Broncos that he never dreamed about in the preseason because teams don't show what they have in the preseason. They're not going to tip their hand. And so, you know, it's a situation where he's going to learn. He's going to get a baptism by fire, so to speak. I think, you know, he's done some good things. I think he is a better fit. The difference between him and Levis last year is that Cam Ward is a fit for how Brian Callahan wants his offense to run. Ball's out of his hands quickly. He doesn't mind taking the short throws and the checkdowns. He's not a play-action vertical quarterback like Tannehill was or Levis was. You know, they're going to take him and mold him the way that he fits this offense. And I think that that's going to be easier to do in the long run than it was to try and convert Will Levis from what he was into what you wanted him to be.
Who does his best friend need to be? We've asked this question from others. John McClain's like Tony Pollard's got to be his best friend. Somebody said Calvin Ridley. Who does Cam Ward's best friend need to be on that starting 11, Terry?
I'll give you two. Dan Moore and J.C. Latham.
Yep.
That needs to be his best friends, in my opinion, because after watching this offensive line get quarterback after quarterback waylaid for the last 2 or 3 years, you know, if they fix the offensive line problem, even though the talent is thin in other areas, that's going to go a long way toward taking a step in the right direction.
Well, you know, ESPN had their preseason rankings about position groups, and they gave the Titans offensive line number 4. And when you look at it, it's pretty damn good. I mean, compared to where this offensive line has been the last couple of years, to see them ranked in the top 10 of anything, and this line ranked at number 4, they got some talent there. I mean, you're right. They got some talent, that offensive line now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. I think that's what they went back and realized, that was one of the main things that they had to fix. There's 3 things that they had to fix. They had to fix the offensive line to give this offense time to work. They had to weed out the players that didn't fit, you know, the guys who weren't a match for what this offense or this defense is. And then now you've got to start planting the seeds and supplementing that with guys who can play, with playmakers. Calvin Ridley needs help. You know, Tony Pollard needs help. You know, the defense, you know, with Legarius Sneed, Amani Hooker, Jeff Simmons, Tavondre Sweat, they need help, somebody on the edge to make a difference. That may not come this year, but those are the areas where you've got a few foundational pieces in place. Now you got to start adding talent around it.
Do you think Gunnar Helm could be tight end 1 for this team by year's end?
I don't see why not. I mean, Chig Okonkwo is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And, you know, Chig's career has been kind of up and down. You know, people got excited about him, you know, the second half of his rookie year. Then in year 2, he kind of had a little case of the dropsies and people were out on him. Then last year, you know, it was – kind of, you didn't know what you were going to get week to week. One week he was, you know, a big part of the game plan, contributing. The next week he's 1 catch for 8 yards. I think Gunnar Helm is a guy that certainly has come on and shown that he belongs in the league. That catch he made against the Falcons, yeah, I know, it was against insurance salesmen and high school coaches. But, but that's a heck of a play. And that's the type of play that the Titans have been lacking a lot of the last couple of years. I could see if he continues to progress, he could probably be, you know, the future at tight end for this team.
Terry, are you going to fight Adam Schefter for stealing your story earlier today?
No, I just wanted to let him know.
And what story did you have? We'll give you credit. What story did you have before he got it?
I said yesterday that Tajay Spears was likely to go on IR to start the season.
And he did.
Yep. Very good by you, Terry. Hey, appreciate your time today. We'll be talking to you again soon and see how this 53 turns out.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Terry McCormick joining us here on the program. The latest on the Titans and their cuts. We'll talk about some of that and much more. Is again the 53, the initial 53, must be set by 3:00 today per the NFL rules. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Tuesday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Appreciate Terry McCormick for joining us. The cuts around the league going on now. By the way, Wes and Hermitage giving me a hard time about my Arch Manning prediction. He said, if you think Arch is not playing college football as long as his family did, especially with the amount of money now in college, you're crazy. Arch will play 3 to 4 years in college. He'll come out the year after next, Chase. You know that, man. Still love you, though.
But I'll defend Chase on this. If you get the opportunity to play for your hometown,
yeah,
you play for your hometown.
What about Garrett Nussmeier? His dad's the OC.
He ain't from
– His dad's the OC the Mannings. With the Saints?
Or he was on the coaching staff with the Saints.
Well, right? I, under my prediction, that coaching staff won't be there. So
yes,
that's
another. But why not? I mean, you play in your hometown. We'd love to play for the Titans, Parker.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Had you been able to run a 40 under 7.5, you might have. You had a great arm.
You're not wrong about that.
You had a fantastic arm.
4.95 is not cutting it. So,
you mean Restrepo could have beat you in the 40?
Barely. Point. What's? We don't do math on this show.
We don't.
Not by a whole second, though.
There we go. Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Yes. Anybody else cut? It's just like, you know,
no.
When all you nerds do the hockey waiver wire, July 1st trade deadline, whatever, free agent day, it's kind of like this, right? We all watch who's getting cut and keep refreshing your computer or your phone to see, oh, no. So far, nobody's blown me away. Nobody's been cut.
No.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're doing. Well, honestly, the names that I know that have been cut, I have been going, oh, I didn't even know they were still in the league. Like Hunter Renfrow. I didn't know Hunter Renfrow was still in the league.
Oh, he got cut?
Yeah.
The Panthers?
He made
Panthers.
A comeback. I think he was like, he had some sort of like disease sickness for like 2 years.
Make me feel like a jerk. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't think he, I think he just got out, right? I don't think he had a disease.
Or he had some sort of like sickness or something going
Good
on.
Good Lord, Parker.
I
remember reading that.
I'm just moving on. I
right, I didn't see that.
Some news. Let's just hit a couple of different news items. So East Carolina is going to play Alabama at Tuscaloosa next year, and a report is they will get $1.5 million to do so.
Good for them.
That'll be an interesting.
Maybe Chris Johnson come back and play one game for East Carolina.
They could use it. I like the Pirates for sure. Looks like some teams are now putting out their 53. Cleveland has put that out.
Ulcerative colitis, that's what it was, for Hunter Renfrow.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I just looked it up.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
I know he was out, and Dabo talked him back to coming back to play. Dabo Swinney did, and then he got cut. All right, well, good. I mean, not good. I'm glad he's back, and someone healthy to deal with that. Do the Browns list all three quarterbacks on the roster?
Let's see.
Flacco, Gabriel, and Sanders. What a disaster, Fran. Titans fans, you could be worse. You could be the Browns.
They put Deshaun Watson on the IR, in case you were wondering.
What a nightmare. What a just a one of the dumbest deals ever in sports.
Yep. The Browns officially released their 53. Just show me the 53. Quarterbacks, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders.
Wow.
They have two running backs. Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson.
Oh, okay.
Wide receivers, Isaiah Bond, DeAndre Carter, Jerry Jeudy, Gage Loved that guy, Jamari Thrash, Cedric Tillman. Tight ends, this team sucks. This team absolutely sucks.
They just get worse every year. Is Tillman a UT guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they got Sampson and Tillman.
Yeah. Sampson's pretty good. So they'll probably add a running back. But, yeah, they're keeping three quarterbacks because they traded Kenny. Where'd they trade Kenny Pickett?
Raiders. So Pickett has been Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Philadelphia?
Yep.
Cleveland? Now the Raiders.
And guess what he has? A Super Bowl
he
ring.
He does have a Super Bowl ring. But that's, I mean, at this rate, he'll play for the Cats by 2028. He'll be in the league still.
And welcome into Nashville Cats football alongside right. Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Kenny Pickett, the starting quarterback for Jeff Fisher's squad today.
I guess their backup quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, broke his wrist.
He was recruited by three-time AF1 Executive of the Year, Greg Poe. Who offered him free gift cards to any restaurant.
Doesn't remember signing him. Not sure how he got here as well.
But he picked him up at the airport, so that was very nice of him.
Oh, sorry, Greg. We love you, man.
Oh, we had to. We love him, too. Aiden O'Connell got hurt, so Pickett will now be the backup to
Where is Gardner Minshew now? I mean, he's around. Chiefs?
Okay. Chiefs, yeah.
All right. I mean, that's key.
And then Carson Wentz gets signed by the Vikings.
Yeah. He's terrible.
Yeah,
he's awful. Remember when they played the Titans in 21 or 20, he was with the Commanders? He was awful.
But wasn't Kevin O'Connell with the Eagles? Or no, was he with the Rams?
He was with the Rams.
Okay,
Rams,
so yep. He never was. I knew he
comes from the McVay tree.
He's from that tree, but I couldn't remember if he was with the Eagles.
Didn't Wentz play for the Rams for a spill too?
Yeah, he's been with like five different teams in 5 years.
So there might be an overlap. Somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they just keep bouncing around. I mean, good for them. I just stick around as long as you can do that, and
sure,
see what you can have and what you can do, and maybe the opportunity shows up. Still getting paid. I mean, the backup quarterback that went on the press conference and was crying about his dad not having running water, the Bears quarterback backup guy, who I'd never heard of, and signs a 2-year, $10 million deal. Good for him. Good for that young man. That's crazy, though. Never heard of him.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we need to bring up this story. So Matthew in Nashville, perfect segue. Browns have a third running back, Judkins from Ohio State, but he hasn't signed his rookie contract yet, and he's waiting for potential discipline from the NFL about an arrest earlier this summer. There's also something else that I've seen with him, that if he doesn't sign his contract and there is discipline or something, that he could try and return to college. That is the Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
That no one wants to see open, that I think is going to open eventually.
We've been
talking about this.
But you go out, you got to hire Blair Durham. You got to figure it out, man.
I think with all the – we'll talk about it coming up next because I think there's a lot to this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely there is.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 the game on this Tuesday.
Oh, Parker, you're the best.
Do you not like this song?
Love it.
I love it.
But
love
the
it.
Fact that I you don't see like a Judd's guy to me.
Well, I saw them at CMA Fest, so.
Okay. Do you know this song?
I do.
Good. Why not me? I won't sing it for us, but.
It's a great. It is a good song.
It is.
That is for sure. So, again, waiting for the full Titans roster to come out. It must be at 53 by 3 o'clock. I mean, it sounds like, looking at all the cuts that have trickled out throughout the day, that they're close to doing that. So if we get it before we get out of here today, we'll let you know. But DVD will obviously be covering that when they take over at 3 o'clock. So looking forward to that. With this situation in Cleveland, right now there are two running backs on their roster, but Judkins guy, the other running back, has not signed his contract. There is this thought that he could go back to, I guess, Ohio State and then re-enter the draft next year.
So what's the difference between that and Chris Winkie? Chris Winkie spent, 8 years playing minor league baseball?
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and won a Heisman Trophy at Florida State. He was professional in one sport, came back, was amateur in the other.
Didn't Brandon Whedon do that too?
I think he did. I think so. Kelly Washington, former Tennessee receiver, spent 7-8 years in minor league baseball and came back. And so if you've got a really good lawyer and somebody that's really, really, really smart and can see through, you could figure this out and this could happen. I'm telling you. Anything could happen in today's age.
I think right now, and look, you don't have to like it to agree with it, but like right now, he has not signed a contract. He's not subject. I mean, like, he's being investigated for, I guess he had something that happened off the field, but he's not subject to any punishment right now because he's not under contract.
All I know is you have to be in class on the first day. Is that right? I think I'm right about that. You have to be in class to go back to college.
Yeah. This was talked about with Shamar Stewart as well before he signed his contract.
Right. Yep. So that's right.
So he would have to, like, it would have to happen, like,
now. Yep. He'd have to be in class. And then after that. But I'm telling you, man, somebody wants to take this on and look into it, you could figure it out. They're going to have to create something else. Like, all right, when you declare
you can do that in baseball.
You can. It's a lot of examples. There's a lot of examples of doing this.
Hockey. Who did the Preds draft from UConn and went back to school? Was it Matthew?
Well, hockey's a little different because a lot of guys get drafted and they still have eligibility with college.
That's something I've never been able to understand.
Hockey?
Like, how that works.
Yeah. 9926 says, I think the NFL should adopt the MLB model. No more declaring for the draft. Just be draft eligible 3 years out of high school. If a player is drafted lower than anticipated or they can't come to a contract agreement, the player can return to college.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, why not? But, again, somebody's going to figure this out, and the NFL's got to come down and say, nope.
Okay, so here's another thing that I'm going to throw out there. What if a guy is drafted in the sixth round? And he does go into a training camp, but he gets cut. I mean, is there an argument there that because we're talking about there's no minor league for football. I mean, you can call the UFL whatever.
Right.
But there's no true minor league for the NFL. I mean, who's to say that he couldn't, if he's got eligibility, couldn't go back?
Is he already going to practice?
He doesn't make the team. Yes, he goes to training camp.
Then they don't sign him unless he's, right? Unless you got a contract.
Yeah, I mean, he...
Nobody goes out there for free.
Right, he signed, but he got cut. He didn't make the team.
Well, too bad. You signed a professional contract. You got cut. You're not good enough. You can't go back to college
again. But what I'm thinking is somebody's going to argue that now, you know, college is essentially a professional league and that I have eligibility left. I'll re-enroll in school. I should be able to go back.
Do it. Find a lawyer that'll help you out. I mean, it could be done.
Like, you know that's coming.
It's all happening. They have messed around and screwed all this up, man. All of it up. Nobody has any idea what's ahead.
Ask your coaching buddies. I'm serious about this. Ask some of your coaching buddies the hypothetical of that and if they would want, like, for instance, if Joe Dubin is a six-round lineman, goes through training camp, doesn't make the team, but you know he's good enough to play in college because he was good wherever he was, and he tries to go back, would a coach not want to take him?
I
think they would.
Yeah. It's probably something they've never thought about before, but maybe they have to. I don't, again.
There's so many things that have happened that we never saw coming 6-7 years ago.
No.
That I think you should be open to anything.
Not at all. But there's got to be rules. There's got to be rules that this doesn't happen. And all too often, we're talking about breaking the rule or bending the rule or adding a new rule. If you declare you're going, you should not be allowed to go back to college. You just shouldn't. That's part of it. You have declared to go to college. You got drafted. You don't make it. That's on you.
But you're thinking in the realm of how it used to be that you were a student athlete.
Yep.
And that's not the case anymore.
You're still a student athlete. You still got to make your requirements. You got to make your grades.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah. The student athlete?
Yeah.
You got to make your grades or you don't play.
Well,
that's still there.
I still think that there's some funny business there too.
There's all funny business. Hell, Deion Sanders didn't go to classes last year at Florida State.
Exactly.
Because evidently, from what I recall, you didn't have to turn your grades into the end of the semester. And by then, he's already gone. So, I mean, guys know. I mean, that happens everywhere. Hell, what was the, was it the North Carolina, the cheating classroom scandal back in the early 2010s that happened? It happens everywhere. They'll just tell you, don't get caught. That's the thing. Just don't get caught.
Paul Kuharski saying linebacker Jalen Harrell has made the Titans' initial 53-man roster. Subject to change, but right now. I'll be curious to see how much this actually changes tomorrow. Bryce Oliver is an interesting one, too.
I keep hearing so he made the team, but he didn't make the team.
No, he has made the initial 53, which comes out in 20 minutes.
So they could cut him at 5:30 today?
Correct.
Okay.
It'd be if they claim somebody off waivers, they'll have to make a corresponding move.
Man, talk about going crazy. Oh, that would drive me insane. Hey, you made the team. Oh, wait, no, wait. Maybe you didn't make the team.
He made the team for now.
Yeah. I mean, so –
it's kind of like, what do? Do you call them like, hey, made it, but we may call you tomorrow. So that's
what can they start grabbing guys as soon as possible?
I think they can put claims in now and then tomorrow at like 11 or 12.
Gosh.
Is when that comes out. Shy Tuttle got released, another Vol.
Another Vol, yeah. For the play of the Carolina Panthers, man.
So. We'll see. We'll come back. We'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. So I just saw this graphic of all 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. 9 of them are in their first year as the starter with that particular team. So obviously Cam Ward is a rookie, is one of those. But Geno Smith, first year in Vegas. Russell Wilson, first year with the Giants. I guess Joe Flacco has started for the Browns before, but going into week one. So 9 out of the 32.
It's about typical, I would say. About a quarter of the league. New quarterback coming in there.
Yeah. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 are in their second year. 6 are in their second year.
So it's half the league.
Yep.
Okay.
So kind of interesting to look at it that way. But the initial 53 for all the NFL has to be done here soon. And that will, of course, the Titans will be releasing theirs momentarily. Think we've got a decent idea of what it's going to look like. But DVD will break that all down coming up next. And then, obviously, waiver claims can be made as well. So, Jalen Harrell was kind of the last piece. Looks like he's made the initial 53. Keyword there being initial. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, gentlemen. All right, our first is National Got Checked Day. And that gets the pictures of a mammogram. All right.
Oh, so okay, there you go.
Do that. National McChicken Day, by the way. The McChicken, fantastic.
You like, you're a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Okay, good.
I love when Bud brings them in for all the part-time producers. They're great.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best good part of working weekends.
It is. Especially when the fat guy down the hall eats about 6 of them, and that'd be me. National Toilet Paper Day. I will judge you on how you hang your toilet paper. The right side or the wrong side? There's only one way.
Yeah, you're right. There's only one way. You put it on, you set it on something or the back of the tank.
National.
I'm not married, so, you know, I can get away with that.
National Web Mistress Day. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't sound like a good thing.
Not at all. Let's see here else. It's National Make Your Own Luck Day, National Every Musical Day. Yoga Day. National Cherry Popsicle Day, and finally National Dog Day.
Ah, we love the dogs.
We do. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. We'll start off. Parker, you started out strong yesterday, but then the boss man somehow just took over, man. All right, our first birthday, the lead singer of the band Garbage, Shirley Manson. How old is Shirley Manson?
58.
57.
59. Price is right there on you, Parker. Chase up 1-0. Man. Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. Ooh, good one. I'm going to say probably around the 57.
53.
She is 55. That's a push. Right in the middle of you two guys. Chris Pine, Admiral Kirk from the new Star Trek.
Yep. 45
exactly. Parker's up 2-1. Macaulay Culkin.
41.
40. 45. Ah, Jake back there. Not helping
no
out.
Help back there.
The very funny comedian John Mulaney.
He is funny. 46.
42.
43. Parker's up 3-1. Boy, I love these pop-up ads on my computer. They're good. Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson. Sing the great song, Like a Rock.
Like a Rock. I'm going to say 58.
62. 80. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker.
79.
82.
74. Band leader Branford Marsalis.
I don't know who that is, so 56.
I'll say 64.
65. Parker's up 4-1. Actor Chris Burke on the TV show Life Goes On.
54.
57.
60. Let's see who else. Not a lot. Oh, Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line. That great band.
Oh, your favorite.
Thank God they broke up.
38.
43.
40. Chase was close. It's 4-2. He's back within striking range. Let's see who else. I don't know, man. There's really not that many. All right, let's go to sports birthdays now. Former Oakland Raiders center who disappeared during the Super Bowl, Barrett Robbins.
So that would have been the 03 or 02 season. I'm going to say 51.
I'll say 53.
52. It's a push.
Dang it.
Former Tennessee running back. I think he might have been Derek Mason's teammate for 1 year. Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, he was. Jamal Lewis, 48.
51.
46. Oh, he's on your butt, Parker. 4-3. These last two. James Harden, basketball player.
36.
33.
36, exactly. So we're going to our last birthday. Chase is up 5-4, and it's a local guy. David Price, former Blackman and Vanderbilt pitcher David Price.
39.
38.
Oh, my goodness, at the buzzer. Chase McCabe gets it. He's 40. Chase wins 6-4. Parker, 2 days in a row, man.
I'm getting sick of this.
Had him on the ropes. You let Chase come back and win. Chase wins 6-4.
Rexford says, solid as a rock, like a rock is
solid
a Prudential,
rock.
Is a Prudential commercial. Like a rock is a Chevy commercial.
Solid as a rock. I'm in a time crunch here, Rexford.
Yeah. But like a rock was
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger was used in the Chevy commercial.
That's right. So it's to be, solid as a rock by Ashford and Simpson.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Hey, you know what? We just appreciate Rexford for listening.
We do.
Fighting with people on the text
line. When he's not fighting with the listeners.
I just want you to know, when you fight with people on the text line, they come and tell on you when I get on the air. And I'm like, I'm trying to do a show, and they're telling on you fighting with
them. Come on, Joe. You know you're better than this.
It's okay, though.
We love Joe Rexrod. Best show ever, Robbie and Rexrod.
Second best to this one. So just kidding. 7 minutes, and the 53-man rosters have to be set, the initial 53. But I have a feeling they're going to change. So DVD will keep you up to date on all of that.
As of now, the only big name that everybody cares about was Restrepo. But then again, we don't care because of that, because Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are
exactly
engaged.
Like that. That's right. That news changed.
And for those who say we don't care, the lead story on NBC News this afternoon was that story. The first question asked to President Trump at his press conference today was about Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's
and Taylor
awesome.
Swift.
What did he say?
Evidently, I didn't hear. I just read the caption, and he said something very nice about him. So, we wish him the best.
We wish him the best. They're great people. Travis is a good player. I like her music. It'll be good.
We'll try to effort to get one of the two on here in the next.
Yes. Let's get Scott on. Scott Swift on.
He's up in Hendersonville area, right?
Call in. That'd be great.
Well, he put the pitch. Remember years ago, the pitcher?
He had us on the preset.
He was stuck in traffic. He says, and the caption was like, Nashville traffic, and the number one preset was 102.5 the game.
I believe it.
Rex Rhodes says he's going to be way meaner on the text line that it's my fault.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Rex Rhodes. Go ahead. As we leave the show every day to our guys out there, we tell you all the time, if you're struggling, going through anything that's going on there, every dark cloud runs out of rain. So, no, just keep going. We love you. You're fighting. You're there. Our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that. And I tell you all the time, I'd rather listen to your story than go to your funeral. That's how much we love you, how much we care. To all the men who've reached out in the last 2 years, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're proud to report you're doing well. You're still here. Know that you are so loved by us. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.